This is Twit.
Google Play. Let's talk about this. They today announced a new policy for Google Play, effective actually starting a few months ago. So we didn't even notice that this change took place. App submissions are now being analyzed by staff prior to their public offering on the site. Up until now, Google, you know, has been known for just kind of allowing developers to push new apps to the site practically without any overview by Google. Much of the review now is automated, looking for glaring policy breakers, things like copyright infringement, sexual content, that kind of stuff. And then, you know, kind of managed with actual eyeballs after the fact if it's needed. Google still says submissions are accepted usually within a few hours. So this isn't really affecting clearance time, which is actually kind of impressive.
Yeah, fascinating. Yeah. I think about the people, the number of apps probably submitted per hour and how many have to be looked at.
Yeah.
Keep that turnaround time. Yeah.
I mean, which points to the fact that most of this has to be automated.
Yeah.
I mean, it just has to be for
the large majority of it. Developing and posting apps to Google Play was always just so easy. And I'm not surprised that this happened. I'll just say that. But I'm a little bit sad because more in the direction of the iTunes, the App Store, and that's a terrible experience for developers.
Yes.
I can tell you from personal experience.
Right. Terrible for developers. Is it better for users?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. It's very curated, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be the direct result to the volume problem. You know, where how many apps are there in the App Store now currently, and how many, you know, how many are dead, how many are duplicative, how many are that kind of thing. And so are they getting to the point now where, like, all right, we need to have a little more of a discerning eye of what gets in?
Yeah.
And, you know, is it that a piece of it, or is it just more natural evolution?
To be honest, that's another reason I actually wanted to jump into the mobile app space when I did, because I know that the door is slowly closing. It's been the Wild West where you can just have an amazing worldwide distribution platform and give them 30% and host it wherever you want. Mm-hmm. And slowly it's going to be like, well, let's add some gates here. Let's make sure that the content is quality. Not just anybody can jump in. So I felt like foot in door is good.
Right.
Establish yourself, get some apps in there, and then they're more likely to hopefully work with you in the future.
Yeah. Sure. Google also announced more transparency to developers for why their app is suspended or rejected. And, you know, we've heard a lot of stories very recently, and developers have been kind of up in arms about this. Meizu, Reddit Sync, these very popular apps that had a large user base that suddenly the listing's gone. And the developer's like, what happened? Yep. Google's saying, well, you're breaking a rule. Mm-hmm. But Google didn't really go into much detail as far as what that was, leaving the developer up the creek trying to figure it out. And that's a hard thing. Yeah, that's a hard thing to recover from.
Just your entire business offline overnight.
Yeah, can you even imagine? That's your livelihood. And goodbye. You know, and you don't know why.
Yeah.
Anyways, they promised to be more transparent about that, and as well as provide recommendations for how to fix and resubmit for minor violations. And then also announced an age-based rating system similar to the ESRB rating system in the U.S. for games and apps. And that just kind of, you know, Google lately has been very kid-focused, I think, in general. You know, YouTube Kids and restricted profiles on Android and stuff like this. So their mind is there right now. And I have kids. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So cool stuff.
Yeah.
I did see a lot of developers online that were kind of like, I don't know what, you know, how much upside this has. And as a developer, this is potentially kind of a big pain in the butt.
Well, and it's funny because I think this is an interesting kind of juxtaposition to, there was an article I posted on Google Plus last week. I don't know if you saw it or not. The developer wrote on Medium, and Brian, I put it in the chat. You can check it out. Basically comparing 10 things the Google Play Store does better than the iOS store. And, you know, yes, it's a pro Google Play kind of article, but it was a really, really interesting analysis from a developer point of view as to why the Google Play Store is superior to the iOS store, being able to, you know, edit your screenshots and show more screenshots and rearrange them and edit your descriptions without having to go through approval and all that sort of stuff. And so, you know, right now from a developer standpoint, if Google Play is superior and iOS is seen as to be the annoying thing, but iOS is more customer friendly, it seems like this is a seesaw that which way are you going to balance, you know, and can Google Play navigate it to be developer positive and become user positive?
So Fantasy Bubble Quest makes more money on iOS than Android. And I think in general, there's still people are still more habituated to paying for things on iOS, which hurts me as a longtime Android fan to discover this when I jumped into this space. But I can tell you the experience is much better from a developer console perspective. It's much less fragmented. You go into iOS, I mean, it's crazy the hoops you have to jump through. At some point early on in the process, and any of you guys will know this if you develop your own apps and upload them, you have to like work with a particular law firm in order to receive a special number, which is called a dunce number.
Yep.
And yeah, it's like all these extra hoops just to even get there. And then when you get there, there's like the iOS developer, and then there's iTunes Connect. The only thing that I could say that that the App Store has a little better is the analytics actually seem to be a little bit easier to access in terms of just pure volume and sales numbers
on iOS.
On iOS.
But that's recently because they just overhauled iTunes Connect and all stuff like that.
Yeah.
And as like 6 months ago, it was a nightmare. It was old.
Really?
It was archaic. It was like, it was like 2007 design, you know, you could tell that it kind of reminds me like not every job, but a lot of jobs I've worked at. One of the first things I do is work on a content management system.
Yeah.
And the last thing you work on a content management system is the interface that people use it behind the scenes on.
Yeah, right.
Right?
It's so true.
And I feel like Apple took that approach with iTunes Connect.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, it doesn't have to, you know, it just has to work. It just has to do it. And Google Play did the same thing, but Google Play improved it. But then Apple has caught up as well, too. It's interesting to see them, you know, kind of catch up to each other in these different categories.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. I'll say this. The thing that annoyed me the most and still annoys me the most is that they require you to upload pretty much any file from Safari in OS X, which is like, give me a freaking break. Sorry.
Unless they control the playground.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.